God's grace, His mercy, and His peace are yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for our consideration this morning was read earlier from 2 Timothy chapter 3. I just want to reread one specific part of 2 Timothy. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who is going to judge the living and the dead, and in view of His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word. This is God's word. In the name of Christ Jesus, my dear fellow redeemed ministers and proclaimers of the gospel, one of my favorite movies that I just can't go without watching every year is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And my favorite scene in that whole movie is when the main character, Clark W. Griswold, had just finished putting all his Christmas decorations on his house. And there he was. His whole family is out in the front yard. They're eagerly waiting to see what's going to happen. And what happens? There he is. His whole family is shivering out in the cold a little bit. There's building anticipation, maybe a little bit of drum roll, and he's got both the cords just ready to be plugged in. And as he's plugging in the lights, nothing. So he unplugs the cords, he blows on them a little bit, and he tries to plug it back in, and nothing. So he runs around the house and he checks every bulb. He checks to see if something is maybe wrong. But it ends in disappointment. And maybe a little bit more than disappointment, right? A little frustration from him. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever been certainly sure of something that you knew was just absolutely sure that was going to happen? Maybe you were absolutely sure that a certain sports team was going to make it to the Super Bowl this year. Or maybe it's a recipe that you've made. You've made it so many times throughout your life that you are absolutely sure that recipe is going to turn out. Or maybe you're a numbers person and you know exactly how much money that you need to pay for your taxes in the upcoming tax season. Whatever it is, we like to be right, don't we? We like to be right about certain things because it makes us feel good. It gives us a little sense of accomplishment, doesn't it? But how about when we're wrong? How about the times where we have been absolutely sure, absolutely positive of something, and it doesn't work out the way we wanted it to? Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever gone away from something with just a little bit of disappointment? Have you lost your faith in something that you just knew was going to work out? In our text for today, the Apostle Paul is assuring you and he's assuring me of a message that you can quite literally hold on to. Message of the Word. And it's that message which is the fountain for your faith. But it's more than that. It's the proclamation of that faith, the makes it so powerful. You see, Paul, he was pretty good at assuring people of things. In fact, this is the exact reason why Paul went on his missionary journeys that he went on. And it was on his first missionary journey, his first opportunity to go out and to spread that word, that he meets a young man. He meets a young man named Timothy. And this young man, he was pretty unique. He was a little bit different than Paul was. You see, Paul, he grew up in a family of religious believers. He knew the Word of God. He knew it very well. But Timothy was a little bit different. And Paul noticed how unique Timothy was. And so Paul took it upon himself to take him under his wing, and like a father would treat a son, he ushered him in and taught him the Word of God. But it was more than that. Timothy's background was very unique. You see, his father had raised him in the Greek society. His father was a Greek. His father had raised Timothy to maybe follow the practices of the pagan philosophies, the pagan religions. He really didn't want Timothy to know much about the Word of God. But we are told that Timothy did hear the Word of God. He did become educated, become literate in the Word of God from his own mother and his own grandmother. And with that, Timothy grew. He grew until he became his own pastor. His own pastor, where he ushered in the Word of God in his small little congregation in Ephesus. But there was a problem. You see, that problem was that there were people from all sides in Timothy's little city of Ephesus that were attacking him, that were making him feel pressure. Most people in that city were making Timothy feel like he was on a little tiny island. People who thought of themselves as more important than God. People who had a different agenda than the message that Paul and that Timothy were trying to preach. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? It sounds like what we're going through, doesn't it? You see, many of us, God willing, were raised in a wonderful family background. A wonderful family that nurtured, that taught us, that had us spiritually grow in the Word of God. And God be praised for that. But maybe for some of us, it was a little bit different. Maybe for some of us, we were raised in a somewhat different background. Maybe it was a divided spiritual family. Perhaps we had those who were close to us, who were pressuring us and telling us, "Do you really believe in the Word of God like you do? Are you absolutely sure that this Word of God that you believe is even true?" It's easy for us to lose our grip, isn't it? But that is exactly why the Apostle Paul wrote those words to his young brother, his young spiritual brother, Timothy. But it's more than that. It's a message that Paul wants each and every one of us to hear today. He says, "But as for you, continue in the things you have learned and about which you have become convinced, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." When is the last time that you have been really thirsty? And no, I'm not just talking about when your throat is a little dry and you need to go to the water fountain and get some water. I'm talking about that is the only thing that is on your mind. You need water. If you've been working out in the hot sun and all you can think about is water, you know how refreshing it is when you take that first drink of water. How spiritually thirsty have you become? Have we thought to ourselves that our spiritual well, our spiritual fountain, is fine as it is? Do we often think to ourselves, "I'm good. I don't need to be refreshed in the Word of God. I'm okay where I'm at." Do we sometimes think to ourselves, like the Apostle Paul was warning each and every one of us, that we wanted nothing but what our own ears wanted to hear? Do we want what Paul says by accumulating for ourselves people around us who only tell us what our itching ears want to hear? Is that what satisfies your itch? Do we try to put on remedies that, yes, they maybe will last for a few days or a few years, and then will rub off? Do you try to put on remedies that you know are going to end in failure, disappointment? See, our sinful nature, we wanted nothing to do with the Word of God. By nature, we had a poison that was slowly consuming us and leading us to a path that was leading to an emotional, a spiritual, an eternal darkness. Then we heard it, didn't we? Each one of us heard it in our own unique way. We may have heard it when we were young, or we may have heard it when we were an adult, but we all heard it. We heard that message that Paul spoke to his brother Timothy, that message that he speaks to you. Preach the word. And what is that word? It's way more than just a few words that were written down on a piece of parchment by the Apostle Paul. It's an assurance. It's a guarantee for you and for me. It's a message that we are to proclaim on this Ministry Sunday, on this special Sunday where we think and we ponder about the blessings of ministry. But it's much more than that, too. You see, the Word of God, it came in the form of a little baby boy. That word, which became incarnate, he died for you. That little baby boy who was nailed innocently to that cross of wood, who raised on the third day, that is the word which Paul is speaking of. It's Christ. And so I ask each and every one of us here today, how did you get here? How did you get here in these very seats today? Yes, it may have been from our own parents. It may have been on an incident where you heard the Word of God and you were intrigued, and the Holy Spirit brought into your heart that faith. And God be praised for that. My dear friends, I can assure you today that word, it wasn't just some random incident that happened to you. It didn't happen just by chance. It was so much more than that. That word, so much more than just empty words. Your life. For the past 2 years at Wisconsin Lutheran Seminary, I every day would walk past our chapel. And right above our chapel, the entrance to our chapel, are big Greek letters that say this: Krenuxite ta oin agelion. What do they mean? Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Those words aren't just there because they're pretty and they're the pretty artwork. They're not just there for us to admire and look at as we go into chapel. They're a message. They're a message not only for someone like me, someone who's standing here before you today, preaching a message. If you think to yourself, how can I really preach the message if I'm not really preaching it? You want to know how you preach that gospel? You're doing it today. You're here today in a family of believers, in a church, building each other up, supporting that ministry, supporting people like myself, young students, supporting future called workers, supporting Christ, supporting Christ St. John. That is how you are preaching the word. That is how you are preaching the gospel. So how do you know if something like that gospel will never end in disappointment? You can be assured of it. You can be assured of it because it's not only just me, it's not only just those who are standing in front of you today. It's because all of us. All of us are part of that ministry. We're what build each other up for the building of God's church. That is what preaching the gospel, preaching the word is all about. That is something that we can truly hold on to. That is something that will never end in disappointment. Amen.